Of all the forms of human wrongdoing, none is more despicable and degrading than that of threat by exposure. There are many ways of committing this crime, but perhaps the worst phase of it is accusing a man of allegedly indecent behavior. Naturally, a man shrinks from facing up to such an ordeal, however innocent he may be, or even should his accuser be unmasked and punished, the stigma unfortunately clings to the former good name of the victim. And it is on this basic threat that the blackmailer depends, whether in the form of letters, photographs, or the newest angle to the racket, the tape recorder.
Suppose I drop around to your place, say, an hour and a half before that. Can you be ready then?
Well.
Come on now. 10 hours sleep is enough for any girl. I won't take no for an answer.
All right. I'll be ready.
That's the way to talk. I'll wind up my business in the morning and...
And that's where you came in, Harry boy. So no sense going through that.
No.
Very nice work, Amy. We got a real good pickup on it.
Oh, save the thanks for Harry. He put that microphone practically in our lap.
Your club has those nice big table lamps, Vic. I couldn't resist it.
Well, as long as Jefferson didn't spot it, it's nice work. Whoever deserves it.
Oh, he didn't spot it. But like I told Harry, I don't think I got him to say very much.
Oh, you don't think? Well, you just give me a minute from now on, and then you'll tell me what.
Yeah, will you see, Emmy? By the time Vic gets through, every word Jefferson settles out like a proposition.
All right, only I can't wait long.
Who says?
The man. You just heard it. He's picking me up at noon for the ball game, and he won't take notes. And
hey, that's right. Go fix Harry some coffee. I'll get right to it.
Yeah, come on, Amy. Let's let the man work, huh?
Yell when you're ready, Vic.
Yeah, I will.
Cream in your coffee?
Yeah, cream and 2 lumps.
Sit down and you've got it.
Thanks. So he's really treating you nice, huh, Amy?
Oh, very. 21 for dinner and then the theater before going to the club. This much cream?
Yeah, just right. Find out any more about his bankroll?
Well, sure, of course I did.
And he really has got all that dough the papers say he is?
Uh-huh. The family left it to him and the wife. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Wife? You mentioned her?
Oh, sure, her and the kids. The work, snapshots, everything.
Isn't that nice? He's playing this cozy.
Don't they always?
Well, he won't feel so cozy by the time we get through with him. I figure he's worth 10 G's to us, maybe more.
10? That's deep?
Listen, once he finds out we got the 2 of you on tape, he'll be begging to cough that up and more.
Yeah?
Begging, I guarantee you. So figure it out for yourself. Family man plays around with nightclub showgirl on business trip to the big city. Showgirl has criminal record, served 2 years for last...
It was 18 months, and besides, I was only a kid.
What's the difference? You did time. That always scares him double.
All right. But I still don't see...
Okay, you two. Cut the chatter and get over here.
All set for the audition, Vic?
All set.
Now bring your coffee over.
Why not?
Yeah, maybe you don't see now, but you will any second. Tape recording's a great little invention, Amy. Clip one word here, another word there, tie them together, and...
And you've got Mr. Sucker Jefferson right where we want him. Hey, just listen to this.
Show it, Vic.
Amy?
I'm listening.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't you think we know each other well enough?
I'm surprised a nice man like you.
Don't be. More wine?
A little.
How about it?
About what?
Why don't we go to your place?
Well...
Come on now, I won't take no for an answer.
All right.
That's the way to talk.
Well, how about it, Amy? You see now?
Well, I'll be... He and I, we said those things?
Every word.
That's like Harry said, clip one here, another there, and that's it.
Beats the old setup in a walk, huh, Vic?
Yeah, but we're not going to risk a perfect deal like this on just one tape. I want more, Amy.
More? Listen, you
told
me...
Never mind what I told you. I want more. Nice, intimate, lovey-dovey stuff. Know what I mean?
This one doesn't go for that.
So you'll convince him. Pretty girl like you, he'll go for it. You got a date with him this afternoon, haven't you?
Yes, but we're
going... Don't let it linger over into night. I want more, Amy. More and better. We're not going to risk a perfect deal on just one tape. Recorder like this, a pretty girl, a sucker. There's no telling where it could lead.
Shepard, FBI, Washington, confidential. Request all information in your file regarding Amy Wallace. Served 18 months to form school, larceny charge, 1943. Chinese Denham, District Attorney's Office, New York.
Sergeant Shepard to see you, Mr. Denham.
Oh, Jeff, come on in.
Go right in, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Paul.
What goes on, Jeff? What are you doing in this part of the country?
Well, you asked for some information on the Wallace girl, and you're one of our favorite district attorneys.
All right, save the build-up.
As a matter of fact, I have some business here in town. I thought I'd bring your request along with me.
Good. Sit down. Smoke?
No, thanks.
Say, you people aren't interested in this Wallace girl, too, are you?
We could be. Her record shows an arrest for interstate car theft. We never caught all the gangs she was working with.
Car theft, eh?
Yeah. But, that what you're working on?
No. We've got a peculiar situation here, Shep. I just wanted general information on the girl. Have you ever heard of a man named Vic Arno?
Vic Arno?
Yeah. He and his partner, Harry Koenig, run one of the smartest nightclubs here in town. We got a tip recently that the club is just a cover for Vic's old trade of blackmail.
Uh-huh.
We don't know exactly how he operates, or even if the tip is reliable. But we've been checking the customers for the last few weeks, and we came across this Amy Wallace. Nothing about blackmail in her record.
No, not a thing.
I see. Well, the girl visits the club regularly in the company of a lot of wealthy men. We're trying to put two and two together.
Looks like a pretty tough assignment.
It is. How long are you going to be in town, Jeff?
Oh, 3 or 4 days.
Like good food?
Who doesn't?
And how'd you like to join me for dinner at Vic Arno's club tonight?
I wouldn't.
Huh?
Well, I don't mean that the way it sounds. Paul, I want you to do me a favor.
Yes?
Lay off this.
What?
Amy Wallace and Vic Arno. Don't ask me why. Just lay off.
Well...
It's a big favor, I know, and you deserve an explanation, only at the moment I'm not free to give you one. Can you go along with me on that?
Lay off Amy Wallace and Vic Arno. That's all you can tell me.
For now, yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks.
Don't thank me yet. I'll go along with you on this, of course, but if it backfires on my office, I may have to yell FBI.
All right, that's fair enough. I only hope...
Yeah?
Well, I only hope this doesn't backfire, Paul, on your office or anyone else.
Okay, Amy, where's it to be tonight?
The 42 Club?
Again?
I like it, and, oh, it's kind of our fight.
All right, that says it for me. Driver of the 42 Club, please. Oh, here, let me.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Amy...
Jeff, I had a marvelous time.
So did I.
Won't you come in for a minute?
No, I don't think so. It's pretty late.
Not just for nightcap.
No, I'm going to need all the sleep I can get for that conference tomorrow. With these New York boys, you've really got to be on the ball.
All right, if you say so.
How about tomorrow? Maybe we could drive up to Westchester around cocktail time.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All right, I'll call you in the morning. Amy, you know something?
What?
This last week has been one of the nicest I've ever known.
Jeff.
No, I mean it. One of the very nicest.
Has it?
Uh-huh.
Has for me, too.
I've been meaning to tell you...
Tell me what?
Well, I mean... Well, you know, a married man away from home goes out with a girl for dinner, and right away people jump to ugly conclusions.
Yes.
It's good that it doesn't have to be like that, that two people can be together for companionship and mutual enjoyment and nothing more. I've been meaning to tell you that. Good night, Amy.
Jeff.
Huh?
Nothing. Good night.
Sure it was nothing? Amy?
Yes, I'm sure. Good night, Jeff. See you tomorrow.
Check the table 10 to make it fast, huh? And Mike, hustle those bus boys on 19. They're dying on their feet.
Oh, Greg.
Yeah, Harry?
Paul pointing over.
Oh, you take it, will you? I'm busy.
It's Amy.
Oh, good. Oh, Johnny, take over the floor. I'll be in my office if anybody wants me. She find that clipping, Harry?
Yeah, she's got it.
Okay, we're all set to roll. Go ahead. On one?
Uh-huh.
Hello, Amy. Harry tells me you found that newspaper clipping.
Yes, I found it. Vic, couldn't we...
Bring it around first thing in the morning, Amy, all right?
Vic.
I got the letter all written. All we do is include that clipping and some of the tapes, and we're home.
All right, Vic. First thing in the morning.
Good. And, incidentally, nice work tonight. Harry and I pieced together some dialogue will knock your eye out. Come on, kid. See you at breakfast. She's got the clipping.
I said. You know, Vic, she sounded a little jumpy.
Oh, well, why wouldn't she? It's no cinch playing a guy for a fall.
I don't know. I don't think she likes the idea so good.
She don't like it. She'll like the cash when it comes in, won't she? She liked it all right that first time when we practically lit her out of the gutter. Now, where'd I put that letter?
The top drawer.
Yeah, she'll like it plenty when we split 15,000 bucks, don't worry.
15?
Sure, we're up on this one for the new gimmick. Want to hear what I wrote, Harry?
No.
Well, like someplace and get this. You know, it's right in Stuck a Breeze. It's right up my alley. Yeah. Dear Mr. Jefferson.
Vic, I know what it says.
Yeah, but get the style, Harry. Dear Mr. Jefferson, I am sending by special messenger a newspaper clipping showing a certain young lady who was convicted of grand larceny and who served 2 years in a federal prison. I am also sending a few tape recordings of yourself and this young lady transcribed word for word what you said. Should you wish to discuss the contents of these recordings, we are prepared to meet you at your hotel and come to some understanding concerning them. Yours sincerely, a friend. See it.
Hello?
This is the switchboard, Mr. Jefferson.
Yes?
The manager asked me to notify you, sir. Mr. Shepherd is on his way up to your room.
Oh, yes.
Should you wish to discuss the contents of these recordings, we are prepared to meet you at your hotel and come to some understanding concerning them. Yours sincerely, a friend. P.S. I will phone tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock to get your answer.
Uh-huh. Well, here it is. How do you like it?
Except for the writing, I like it fine. Dave, this suits us just perfect.
Jeff.
Jeff, sorry.
All these tape recordings around, you never know what'll be picked up.
You can say that again.
Any new instructions from Washington?
Well, getting the DA to lay off was the principal one.
Denim?
Inadvertently, almost upset the whole shooting match. Mr. Andrews told me to use my charm to quiet him.
Your charm? That would have blown it for sure. What'd you tell him?
Well, Mr. Andrews made it real simple. Get Denim to lay off without spilling that Jefferson is really Agent Reynolds of the FBI.
Oh, simple.
Yeah, but anyway, Denim did agree to go along with it.
Good.
Very. Would have been too bad if a coincidence like that ruined all these months of work.
The lucky thing he sent you that wire, or it certainly would have. What's our next step?
Well, what time is it?
Almost 11.
And you'll be hearing from your friend any minute now. We'll take it from there.
Chef, do I balk or agree to see
him? Balk? Let him get a little steamed up.
All right.
Nothing like a little steam to blow this wide open.
Yeah. Chef.
Uh-huh.
You're sure about the girl's part in this, aren't you?
Amy?
You're sure about it.
Aren't you?
I don't know.
Why?
I mean, well, she's really very nice. It's hard to
Dave.
Believe. Okay, you're unquestionably right. It's just...
Just what?
Nothing, forget it.
Dave, you're not falling for a line. Don't tell me that.
Listen, believe me, that wouldn't be so hard to do.
I guess not, according to your reports on her, anyway.
You've been getting him all right?
Sure, I put him on the teletype to Mr. Andrews every day, and...
11 on the nose.
Uh-huh.
Answer?
Yeah, go ahead. You know what to say.
Balk.
Right.
Hello?
Mr. Jefferson?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jefferson. I believe you've been expecting my call. This is your friend speaking.
Harry.
Yeah, Bert, what is it?
Arno wants you in his office. He said make it fast.
To see me, Vic?
Yeah, come in, Harry, come in.
We're a big crowd tonight, Vic. Oh, hello, Amy.
Hello.
The crowd can wait. We got a much more interesting problem right here. Isn't that so, Amy?
What's this all about?
Oh, Amy will tell you. Sit down, you're in for a treat. Go ahead, Jed. Tell Harry what you just told me.
Amy?
little sweetheart must have lost her tongue. Did you lose your tongue, little sweetheart?
Oh, Vic, will you please?
Okay, tell Harry. Amy don't want to tell you? I will.
Yeah.
Well, I was seeing Amy here how her Mr. Jefferson held up on a little proposition, see? He held up, I said to her, so now we got no choice but to bring it to him direct, in person.
So?
So get this. Little sweetheart here turns up her big blue eyes and she says to me, you want to tell him yourself, Amy?
Vic.
Well, she says to me, I'm not bringing anything to him direct in person, Vic. You can count me out, she says.
What?
Now, is that more interesting than the crowd outside, or isn't it?
Amy?
I'm sorry, Harry. I've done enough to Mr. Jefferson. I'm not going to do any more.
You're not, huh?
Looks like she fell for this clown, Harry. Now, what do you think about that?
What do I think? I think it's very touching.
That's just what I thought. And then I thought, it wouldn't be right to let her go on carrying a torch in vain. Oh, that's why I called you in, Harry.
Yeah?
Yeah, I figure we got to show Amy the light. For her own good. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Only I want to do it real private, like you understand. I wouldn't want that big crowd outside to overhear us. With the band out there taking fire, the customers could overhear us.
You want me to have Barney and the boys strike up the band?
And would you do that for us, Harry? Something nice and brassy. Know what I mean?
Talking won't do any good, Vic. I've made up my mind.
Talking? Amy, honey, I can promise there's going to be a minimum of talking. Go ahead, Harry.
Now, wait a minute. If you think you can...
I don't think I know. Harry, go ahead. Have Barney and the boys strike up the band.
Another thing, Amy.
Yes?
I'm kind of crazy about you. You know that.
I guess I do, Jeff.
And that one brings us just about up to date, Mr. Jefferson.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you think of it?
I think it's pretty ingenious. As I recall that last conversation, it went something like, I'm kind of crazy about Chinese food. You know that?
Is that so, Mr. Jefferson? You can't prove it by me. Or our little gadget here, for that matter.
No, I guess not. But I might be able to prove it by someone else. How about it, Amy? Amy?
Well, you heard the gentleman, kid. Could he prove it by someone else?
I don't think Amy feels so good tonight, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh? What's wrong?
Well, nothing $15,000 wouldn't fix her, Amy.
$15,000. That's the understanding we're to come to?
Uh-huh. And that'll fix Amy up just fine. And she was awful upset when she heard you might not come through.
I imagine she was.
Oh, awful upset, Mr. Jefferson. But she's calmed down now, all right.
Uh-huh. And you're here to see that I do come through with your
shakedown. It's not a pretty word. Practical, though.
Vic.
It's okay, Harry. Mr. Jefferson's an understanding fellow. Why mince words?
And if I still refuse?
Well, you won't. That's why we're here. Anytime someone starts refusing, we all show up and lay it on the line.
As, for instance?
Well, like I say, practical. You're a married man. You have some kids. You have a standing in the community. How would the folks back home take to the situation you're in?
A trumped-up situation.
Mr. Jefferson, you, I, and the lamppost know it, but how about the folks back home? Now, that's what you have to ask yourself. Do they know it?
I see.
Yeah, we thought you would. After all, there hasn't been one of you fellas hasn't seen.
And I have no choice but to pay the $15,000.
None at all. Unless you want to face the music back home.
Or... unless someone else did prove the situation was trumped up.
What?
What'd you say, Amy?
You heard what I said.
Yeah, I did. And you heard what I said to you before we came here.
Maybe I'd better take Amy home, Vic, if she isn't feeling good.
I'm feeling fine. I'll stay where I am.
Amy.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry about everything. But I'm not going to let them go through with it.
Amy?
I'm not, Vic. I don't care what you do to me. I'll prove it, Jeff. I'll do whatever you want. I won't let them go through with it. I won't.
Hey, shut up, Harry. Mr. Jefferson, we may have to conclude our understanding in the morning. If you'll excuse
me. No, I don't think I will, Mr. Arno. I think I'd like to take the young lady up on her offer.
Don't want to get lost. We'll take her up on it. Don't worry.
No. No, don't leave me alone with them, Jeff. Please don't.
Why,
leave
you
me alone.
I wouldn't if I were you, Arno.
Oh, you wouldn't, huh, Harry?
Just leave them to me. Back out.
Sit down, Harry. Sit down, Arno. Bad manners to point guns, but this seems to call for it.
Now listen, Jefferson.
The name's not Jefferson, it's Reynolds.
Huh?
David Reynolds, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
What?
Federal Bureau...
Jeff?
It's all right, Amy, I'll explain later.
FBI.
That's right, Arno. And thanks for not mincing words. They'll come in very useful when we play them back at headquarters. All right, Jeff.
What?
What are you talking about?
A tape recorder, Arno. Agent Shepard's been putting all this down on our gadget back there in the bedroom. We've been after you two boys for a long time. You get it all, Shep?
Every unminced word, Dave.
Not just a minute. I'm a private citizen. A stunt like that's against the law.
Is that so?
Yeah, you bet it's so. It's
a violation of your civil rights?
Yeah.
One might even call it an invasion of privacy.
Hey, you stay out of this, you.
Vic, forget it. Stock is stock.
The man's right, Arno. Come on, let's get started.
Jeff, I... Mr. Shepard.
Yes?
You want me to come, too?
Uh-huh. But don't worry. We have what you said on tape also.
I'm glad you said it, Amy. I'm very glad.
All right, all of you. Let's go. On the double charge of fraud and extortion, Vic Arno and Harry Koenig were brought to trial and convicted. Both were given terms of 8 years in prison. Amy Wallace, turning government witness, received a lighter sentence, and at the intervention of Agent Reynolds in her behalf, this was subsequently suspended. Thus, your FBI closed its files on a tape-recorded blackmail threat that boomeranged into an overexposure.
Played the part of Amy Wallace, and Don Briggs was Harry Koenig. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and is not an official program of the FBI.